Siman Tov Reish Chof Gimel Sivov, page 166, three line from the. So this halacha I don't really understand. Besoifas lichois at the end of towards the end of Neila now, but end of Neila, right? Besoifas lichos omim sheva pa'omim, we say seven times. Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem is Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem is our God. Pamachas Shema Yisrael, we say once Shema Yisrael. V'sholosh pa'omim boruch shem kvar muchsel elom va'ed. This is ancient minogim. We're talking tashat, we must blow the shofar, and we do tashat. Is that what we do? Tashat? No, we do tashat. Let's see what the Mishnah over here says. So, here, in Seif Vav, Sheva Pahomi seven times. Why do we blow seven, why do we say seven times, Hashem Elohim? Says the Mishnah over Atam, the lava is a shechina to accompany the shechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu, now we accompany the shechina, Shem is Alei Lalois, it continues to go up. Melemalo, Meshivarikim, he goes up to the Shivarikim, the seven spheres of Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who retreats back. I do not understand that, I never did. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first Ani Mamin, Hashem is. Exactly, Hashem is truly. Ani Mamin, Munosh Lema, Shabbos, Vachshem, Oboi, Romani, Kachal, he's everywhere, at any time.
The rest of the year is more, he's more Hester, but you'll give
up. It's the revealed aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way, the sensation, the feeling. What are you saying that it's? What are you saying? Slightly different. You're saying that what? Intensity. You're saying more the what's revealed and not revealed, and you're saying more the intensity.
The Kedusha is more.
Right. Yeah. What's the word? Lemalo
escort the
Shekhinah.
You can always ask the intense feeling of the Shekhinah.
Because from your nuance, your nusach is much more that it's about your own feeling and inspiration. Bishabu doesn't seem to be saying. Yeah, I know, but what you are saying is that it's an inspirational factor. Yeah, I hear, but what you are saying is not anything to do intrinsically about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about what you are seeing, feeling, and sensing. Sounds like no, Mishabu.
But that's the other side of the coin, isn't it?
You're saying that he goes hand in hand. Okay. Feel it. Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's very good. Okay. Now, so we say seven times Hashem Elohim, which is Shema Yisrael, and three times Baruch Shem Baruch Solom Vaed. Now, then we blow. Where do we blow? So Mishabu says at Tam in Sifkot Yud Beis, Shul Simon Lesiluk Hashchin Lemalo. It is a simon, a recognizable act. To show that the Shekhinah is siluk is removed, lemalo it goes further up. Here again, I don't exactly. Siluk Shekhinah, Shenema, Olo Elokim Bisua. It's a different interpretation of the pasuk. Olo Elokim Hashem goes up in Tuah with the sound of Tuah. So here it is, a new understanding, a new interpretation of Olo Elokim Bisua. So it's not talking about Shana at all. It's talking about end of Yom Kippur. Olo Hashem goes back, retreats. Moves back. Olo Elokim Bisua with the sound of Tuah. When is that? Motzei Yom Kippur. So that's a in novel interpretation. Yeah. So let's see. Umutanit Kriya Filim Chal B'Shabbos Kamken. Interesting that you blow the shofar even if it's Shabbos. So it may be the final minutes of Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, maybe still. Strictly speaking, it may still be Shabbos. Remember, this is before Baruch, right?
It's
a bit over time. So the Mishnah says it doesn't have to be, even if it's a minute before Nacht, you're okay to blow the shofar. Why? Although you haven't even done Havdalah yet, formally. It's not really Dereisa, it's the Rabbanon. Alright? There's no great skill in blowing the shofar. It's a skilled act as opposed to a proper real melacha. So it's the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. It's not the Raisa. The Ploshev is the Rabbanon. Since only rabbinical, it's a chomim were mekel. Yeah, no.
What's the Rabbanon?
Yeah, Lechoy it is. I think it is Klisha. I don't remember. No, it's not. Rabbanan is why we didn't put the mitzvah on. That's the reason why it's not mitzvah. That's not, the Rabbanon is, it's a Klisha. But if it's like you're really running early, and you're like up to the tzkir ready, and it's still light, it's before shkia, you have missed out of sync a little bit. It's a bonon tzorich mitzvah. That's what I'm at. Yeah, but what if it's only if it's by day? If it's certainly by day, if it's pre shkia, it's certainly by day. Mishnah Berurah says you'll be also. Yeah, good. That's it. Very good. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Now the Gemara disagrees, and he says the meaning is we don't blow tashrat. What do we blow? The meaning is to only blow one tkiya. That's the general meaning in our countries. We're talking la'achas sha'amah, kaddish achan. Either we blow the shofar after we say kaddish. There's various minhagim in that. Is that universal? I don't think it's universal. There's various minhagim. He says you only blow the shofar after you said kaddish, the post ne'ila kaddish. How do we do it over here?
In the middle of kaddish,
right? How is in Shtibel? Beginning, middle. Most says we have a ketzas mekoymes nagulit kya koydim kaddish. So some places do it before kaddish, some after, and it sounds like some do it in the middle of kaddish. So you've got three options, right? Pick your choice. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where it comes from. Shtibel doesn't bring it either. Shtibel doesn't bring that. He says. Oh, you're starting to think about Pesach at that stage. Good, yeah, that's nice.
Isn't that where it comes from?
I don't know. I didn't know. So why do you say the Shana Abba?
Because
the Shofar is connected with Mashiach. True, sure. That's right. We hope that this. Good.
We've got Haraveh. Let's clear Haraveh. So Mashiach.
Very good. Yeah. So a lot of people say that you are trying to fuel your tshuva, your level of. Fuel your level of tshuva, the fact that there is not, the person that isn't, to fuel that towards Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's that. I am surprised that what seems to be a very common meaning is to do it in the middle of Kaddish, that is not even mentioned over here at all. It's not even recorded. So there's meaning Toikin Acha Shoma Kaddish, Lachanila, or Koidim Kaddish, and after before Kaddish, but the mid Kaddish option is not mentioned, not in the Mishnah Berurah, and by the way, not in the contemporary post either.
You could even die Acha Kaddish to be Acha the first part of Chatzi Kaddish,
maybe.
But it's a bit of a false reading.
Though. It is. Well, you know.
Maybe it's the first part of the first Chatzi of Chatzi Kaddish.
It's not. We don't look at it as a.
Because you always say the Chatzi Kaddish, but sometimes you say a full Kaddish. But the Chatzi Kaddish is the Ikkar, but you never miss a Chatzi. The first half of the Chatzi Kaddish.
So you're saying that if it's after the. So for mid Kaddish would mean really that it's. Perhaps after half a Kaddish. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sassim and Tofresh Chav Dalet, the final halachas of Yom HaKippurim. Say the Moetz Yom HaKippurim, the halachas of Moetz Yom Kippur. Mispalin Tfilas Arvis, we daven Tfilas Arvis. The first act we do after Yom Kippur is we daven Maariv. For Emma Abdullah B'Choyin Adas, we say Abdullah B'Choyin Adas. It's an interesting, I just want to point out. I know one vault, that Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say in the name of his father. Reb Shlomo Zalman had a father called Chaim Yudeleib Oybach, a very choshveit. He said, I know one vault. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say one vault turned the name of his father. And the question goes as follows. Why is it that it sounds very strange that the when it, by the Shema, by Kol Nidre, we say Baruch Shem loud, right? When he said, when it comes to Motzah Yom Kippur, straight to Rebbe Maariv, we say Baruch Shem quietly. So Rebbe Shlomo Zalman's father asked the following question. I understand. Why do we say Baruch Shem quietly? Why do we say Baruch Shem loud on Yom Kippur? Like Melachim, we're doing it to Melachim. Melachim say Baruch Shem loud. So he says, when are we more, when are we closer to a Malach? Surely, during Kol Nidre, you still got a full stomach. You just had a slim afsek. You just ate, you just drank. You're satisfied, you're starting to get into, you know, like a Malach. When are you more likely to be resembling a Malach? After a whole fast, after a whole Yom Kippur, and fasting, and davening, doing tshuva, for whole night and day straight. That's when you look like a Malach. Not the first 5 minutes when you've got a full stomach still. She says, when should we say Baruch Shem loud? Surely by the Maariv of Shema after Yom Kippur. That's when you should say Baruch Shem loud. Makes little sense to say Baruch Shem by, you know, by the Maariv after Kol Nidre. Yeah, no, no, don't look like a Malach to me. Good question, though. What do you think? Okay, because there's no Yetzirah at all. So that's the element of
being with or without food.
Yeah, good.
The Kedusha of saying Rosh Hashanah is similar or the similar. So do we need to say Rosh Hashanah to get into that Kedusha? Do we need without...
You say it's a way to...
Yeah, it's the similar, right? It's the similar rather than the similar, right?
I hear. Okay, it's nice. Tell what the Rosh Hashanah said in the name of his father. He said the following. He said, no. Do you know the Baal Shem used to say, Chassid Shavod, but it's very true. So a person is always where... Where's a person? Where's really a person? Where his head is. Where his mind is. It's a fact. The person is always where his mind is. So when you're thinking about, you know, about being in bed, you know, then that's really where you are in bed. If you're thinking of being on a holiday in, you want to be in the south of Spain, that's really where you are. Your body happens to be still here, but you really, where your mind is, that's where your person is. So Shlomo Zalman says, on the night of Kol Nidre, where is a person's mind? He's in tshuva, he's about davening, he's concentrating about Yom Kippur. He may still be satisfied, but his mind is clearly in Yom Kippur mode. Where is on Motzei Yom Kippur? Where is his mind? It's food. How am I gonna break my fast? Shall I first go for the soup? Or should I first have a drink? Better to have a coffee cake first? Or better first the soup? What happens? Should I wash first, perhaps? So his mind is already there, so fine, so drop it, forget it. No Baruch Shem loud. So because a person is really where his mind is, it's a fantastic world. That's why on Kol Nidre night, because a person's mind is elevated, he says Baruch Shem loud, despite the fact that he may not be hungry, he may be fully satisfied, because his mind is there. His mind is in Yom Kippur mode, so Baruch Shem loud. However, Motzei Yom Kippur is already concentrating about his food. He says Baruch Shem quietly, despite the fact that, that he's been fasting for 25 hours straight. I think it's a very precious vote. Yes, Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes this, maybe other Makaris as well. I saw it in Alich Shleim, Reb Shlomo Zalman says it in the name of his father, Reb Chaim Yudelev. So that's that. Now, see, Beis teaches us the following. Tzorech lo'isim mechoyel HaKodesh, you must add mechoyel HaKodesh, you must add a little bit of Yom Kippur, a bit of Tusha minutes, can be also at the end. So you can't straight by Nacht do melachas and eat. No. You have to add a bit of Kedusha of Yom Kippur to the weekday. Shamtinu me'ad achitzias kechovim. You want to do it until a little bit after Nacht. Is that relevant to us or not? Is this halacha relevant that you have to stretch out a little bit Yom Kippur?
Just
Yom Kippur. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. Moshe Feinstein says for the Reises you've got to wait for Avenu Tam. Yeah, so if it's here. The reality is that you don't have to, us as individuals, we don't have to be careful with this halacha because it's already calculated. The way we've got our Nacht in the Luach includes that already. There is already Tosef for Yom Kippurim already. I like this, any Tosef for Shabbos already is included. Strictly speaking, Nacht is a little bit earlier than that. So it's already calculated in, and you don't have to add to that. Besides the fact that it's talking about Melachos, surely you're not doing Melachos straight away by Nacht. It's going to, by the time you know you've finished Avrimar, if you've well.
Not
Yeah. So the mind, the emes is, don't have to add. They don't have to add because it's really calculated. It's already taken into consideration the way we calculate our luach. Yeah. Okay. So he says follows. Also within that time, of course, everything is also beachile vechitz vesicha. All the five inuim is also as well. Has melachas, rechitz, sicha, everything is prohibited as long as you have not done to sefes. Yom HaKippurim ach ein shil ha'yosef, but there's no additional time limit or requirements in terms of how long you have to do this addition. So alkein kiven shemispalanim ach atzei zekichom, since we always daven after nacht, mutorim bekulom, you're allowed to straight away after davening, you're allowed to do any of this, all of it is permitted, av shadan leiv delakos, despite the fact you've not done havdalah, on wine, herak be'achile b'shti asuri madach havdalah, just eating and drinking, wait until after havdalah. Benim chad chol benim chad b'shabbos. So here he says one point that we've got to remember. We're going to finish off with that. That he says that it's true in terms of melachas. You don't have to do melach. You can do melachas as soon as you finish davening. It's fine. You can certainly do melachas. It's perfectly fine. You can drive home, although you haven't done really havdalah yet. It's perfectly fine. However, what he does say, in terms of eating and drinking, you must ensure to eating and drinking. You have to do havdalah before eating and drinking.
Does that include water?
No. So water is fine. It's very relevant for the women though. If they have, you have to do havdalah, you have to have havdalah before eating and drinking. So Motzim Kippur, you don't want to be straight away doing something which is awesome with Rabbanon. The person may not eat or drink prior to havdalah. So if the husband's going to take another 20, 30 minutes until he's home, so that's how long she'll have to wait, or unless she makes havdalah herself, which often they don't want to do. Pardon?
Normally on a regular Shabbos, my young people, she should, it's better for a man to be mitzvah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So here, would you say the same thing, or would you say
yeah,
the fact that she needs to eat?
No. She actually had chila, if she can, she should wait for havdalah for husband. Definitely. Yes, yeah, certainly if it's on a, yeah. Yeah. But you're right about water. You're right about water. Okay, our boys had to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about, what did we speak about? What did we speak about? We spoke about saying Hashem Elohim 7 times. Thank you for the explanations. Why? How does that work with Siluk Shechina? We say once Shema Yisrael Shalosh Pa'omim Boruch Shem Kvoit Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed. We say Tashrat, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to Rama, we say only one Tekiah. You can't really say the Tekiah even if it's still, yeah, even if it's still in Kippur, or Shabbos. Because it's only a rabbinical, and if it's Sofek, then it's Sofek Mitzvah, it's fine. But if it's Mamash Vada Day, I don't know how that could happen, but if it's Vada Day, you wouldn't be allowed to. With regards to the timing of the Tekiah, some say after, some blow after Kaddish, some blow before Kaddish, and some, it seems, do in the middle of Kaddish. We daven Maariv, we say Atochonein, and we in Atochonein we say the Havdalah. We add Chodel HaKodesh. Any time is fine. There's no requirement how long you've got to wait. Eating and drinking, is you have to go to wait for Havdalah, but otherwise as soon as it's Nacht, the Melachas are permitted. Certainly, after davening, it's already certainly Nacht. Okay, Rabbi, so this is for this evening. I wish you a very good evening.